Audio Generation, GR812.
I am Noah. Today we are looking at the big picture. Most people live day to day or even hour to hour, but a truly successful person lives decade to decade. We are learning how to create a comprehensive financial plan that accounts for every dollar you earn and, just as importantly, every dollar the government takes. This isn't just about a budget for next week. It's about building a roadmap for your entire life. From your first part-time job to the day you buy your first home, the principles are the same.
I am Chloe. We will start by looking at the different ways you can earn money. It is not just about a paycheck from a boss. It is about wages, commissions, tips, and even the interest your savings earn while you are fast asleep. Understanding where your money comes from is the first step in the master plan. If you only have one source of income, you are at risk. If you have multiple sources, you are building a fortress of financial security.
I am Maya. I will handle the tax reality check. Taxes are one of the most misunderstood parts of finance. If you don't understand the difference between your gross income, the big number on your contract, and your net income, the real number in your bank account, your plan will fail before you even start. We will show you exactly where that money goes and why it matters for your budget. You can't spend money that was never yours to begin with.
And I am Liam. I will help you categorize your expenses. Life is full of fixed costs that never change and variable costs that bounce around like a basketball. From tuition for your future education to the cost of a phone or a trip to see your favorite band, we will make sure your plan is realistic and achievable. A plan that is too strict will fail, and a plan that is too loose will leave you broke. We are looking for the Goldilocks zone of planning.
I am Danny. Let's look at the income tree. An hourly wage is the most common way to start. You trade your time for a set amount of money. A salary is a fixed yearly amount. It offers security, but often requires more responsibility. Then there is commission, which is a percentage of the sales you make. This can be very lucrative, but it is unpredictable. Don't forget gratuities or tips, which are vital in many service industries. The pro tip for your long-term plan? Focus on passive income, like investment profits and interest. This is money that grows because you invested your past earnings wisely. The pro of having multiple branches on your income tree is stability. If one branch stops producing, the others keep you fed.
Maya here. Now we have to talk about the government's share. Gross income is the total amount you earn. It's the number people brag about. But you cannot spend it. Your net income is what is left after income tax and other deductions, like Canada Pension Plan or employment insurance. Depending on where you live and how much you earn, 20 to 40% of your gross income might disappear before you get it. You also need to look for taxable benefits. If your job gives you a free transit pass or a gym membership, the government might tax you on the value of those perks. When you sit down to create a budget, always, always use your net income. If you plan your life based on your gross income, you will find yourself 40% short every single month.
Liam again. Now for the expense roadmap. Some expenses are fixed. They are the same every month, like rent, your phone bill, or insurance. These are easy to plan for. Others are variable, like entertainment, groceries, or travel. These are the ones that can sneak up on you. When you are planning for the long term, you have to look at the big hurdles. Tuition for college or university is a massive investment in yourself, but it requires a careful budget for books, living expenses, and transportation. You also need to plan for health and dental costs that might not be covered by a school or job. A major pro of a detailed expense list is that you are never surprised by a bill. The con is that it can feel overwhelming. Just remember, prioritize your needs before your wants.
Let's talk about the investment in you. When we talk about expenses, tuition isn't just a bill. It's a purchase of a future income branch. By spending money on skills and education now, you are increasing your hourly wage or salary potential for the next 40 years. This is a positive tax implication of your life plan. You also need to consider things like gifts and charities. A balanced life involves giving back. but you can only do that if you've accounted for it in your master plan. Every dollar has a job to do.
The motivation for all this planning comes from the feeling of absolute power and control. When you have a financial plan, you are a master of your destiny. You are not just hoping to buy a car. You are calculating exactly how many months of saving it will take based on your net income. This reduces the stress and anxiety that most adults feel about money. Gaining experience with these concepts now is a huge advantage. Whether your goal is a trip across Europe or starting your own business, the path is the same. Track the income, respect the taxes, and manage the expenses. This is the foundation of a successful life.
Danny's final tip: be flexible. A financial plan is not a stone tablet. It is a living document. As you move from high school to university, or from a part-time job to a career, your income and your expenses will change. Review your plan every 6 months. Adjust your travel budget if your rent goes up. This habit of monitoring and adjusting is what separates those who succeed from those who struggle. Take a look at the sample budget simulation in your lesson. Try to calculate the net income for a $40,000 salary. It is the first step on your journey to independence.
We are so proud of you for taking this step. Most people wait until they are in debt to learn these skills. You are starting now, and that makes all the difference. In our next video, we will look at how to use digital tools to keep this master plan balanced and growing. From spreadsheets to budgeting apps, we will give you the tech you need to succeed. We will see you there.
Previous lesson, back to course, next lesson.